Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Ted Lewis, Fred Waring, Al Dubin, and Burt Lown, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, June 9th, marked the birth in 1900 in Tyrone, Pennsylvania, of bandleader, songwriter, and inventor Fred Waring. In 1917, he and Freddie Buck joined a duo led by Fred's younger brother Tom and drummer Polly McClintock. He played banjo and led a band while an engineering student at Penn State, and after college formed Waring's Collegians, which was later enlarged and called Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians. The group was in the Broadway shows Hello Yourself and The New Yorkers, where they introduced the song Love for Sale. They made the first all-musical movie, RKO's Syncopation, in 1929, but they achieved national fame through radio appearances. Their first major radio series began in February of 1933 and was sponsored by Old Gold Cigarettes. Ford Motor Company took over sponsorship the following year until the end of 1936. The band was also the first, in 1949, to have their own TV show. Besides McClintock and Buck, other key members of the band included the McFarlane Twins on reeds, violinist Fred Culley, and Scat Davis on trumpet and rhythm vocals. In addition to band leading, Fred Waring composed about 200 songs and founded music publishing company Shawnee Press. As an inventor, he patented the Waring Blender in 1937. He was leading concert tours into the 1970s and made his last public appearance at President Reagan's inauguration in 1981. Fred Waring died in State College, Pennsylvania on July 29, 1984. Here are three from Fred Waring.
Thank you. never gonna do if they don't stop writing them this way. Even I have written about a gal, and incidentally her name is Sal. Maybe you won't like it, and maybe you will, but I'll bet money you can't keep your feet still. Syncopation Sal, some baby rhythmic gal, rides upon a song that keeps her moving right along. They can't keep her still. She always gives me a chill. Simply finding a thrill out of any little tune. No matter where we go, she always plays the whole show and captivates her friends with just a dance. Say, I wouldn't take all the money they make if I had to live without seeing her shake. Syncopation Sal, she's my heartbreaking gal.
From February 15th, 1928, Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians, and Sleep. We started the show with You'll Get By, written by Roy Turk and J. Fred Coots. The vocal trio on that October 25th, 1932 recording consisted of Fred Waring, Nelson Keller, and Claire Hanlon. After that, it was Fred Waring's Pennsylvanians and Syncopate and Sal. Tom Waring performed the vocal and also wrote Syncopate and Sal along with Ward Campbell. Ward Campbell had been a reed man in the band, but died in 1923. He was replaced by his brother Jack, who played reeds in this April 5, 1925 recording. Fred Waring, born June 9, 1900. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, June 6th, marked the birth in 1891 in Circleville, Ohio, of Theodore Leopold Friedman, better known as Ted Lewis. Instead of going into the family's clothing business, around 1906 he got into vaudeville and made his way to New York in 1911. He changed his name in the mid-1910s when he was working with a comedian named Eddie Lewis, and the two were billed as Lewis and Lewis instead of Lewis and Friedman, because Lewis and Lewis just sounded better. He was playing with Earl Fuller's famous jazz band at Rector's Restaurant in New York when he won a battered top hat from the driver of a hansom cab. It, along with his rhetorical question,
"Is everybody happy?"
became an integral part of his persona for more than 50 years. He formed his own band in 1919, and within a few years he was one of the most popular entertainers in the U.S. He made appearances on radio, records, and in several Broadway revues, including Greenwich Village Follies, Ziegfeld Midnight Frolics, Ted Lewis Frolic, and Artists and Models in 1927. In 1925, he visited Britain, appearing at London's Kit Kat Club and at the Hippodrome Theatre. Although his own gaspipe style of clarinet playing wasn't considered great, he employed many fine members of the jazz world in his bands, among them Jimmy Dorsey, Jack Teagarden, and Benny Goodman. Lewis co-wrote several popular songs, including When My Baby Smiles at Me, While We Dance Till Dawn, Bee's Knees, and Is Everybody Happy Now? After 1929, he also appeared in several films, including Is Everybody Happy?, Show of Shows, Here Comes the Band, Manhattan Merry-Go-Round, Hold That Ghost, and Follow the Boys, and he continued to appear in theaters and on television well into the 1960s. Ted Lewis died August 25, 1971 in New York. Here are three from Ted Lewis. Thank you.
Hello, folks. Is everybody happy? Yes, sir. Are you ready, girls?
Yes, teacher.
Don't give in. Come, come. Hit it. Huh?
Three from Ted Lewis and his band, and not one with Ted singing. We started off with Sweetie Pie from October 2, 1934, with a vocal by the Royce sisters. Then, from the musical 50 Million Frenchmen, Ted Lewis introduced Cole Porter's You've Got That Thing, recorded December 23, 1929. We finished up June 22, 1933, with Rhythm. Ted Lewis, born June 6, 1891.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get emails, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, June 10th, marked the birth in 1891 in Zurich, Switzerland, of lyricist Al Dubin. The family moved to the U.S. in 1893, and neither his father, a physician, nor his mother, a science teacher, wanted Al to pursue a career in music. Although Jewish, he went to Perkiomen Seminary, a private high school, and while he excelled in athletics, extracurricular activities resulted in multiple suspensions, and he was expelled shortly before graduation. He enrolled in med school, but was expelled from there in 1911, whereupon he went to work for the Whitmark Music Publishing Company in New York. In 1916, he wrote his first hit song, "'Twas Only an Irishman's Dream," with composer Rennie Carmack. He joined the Army and served in World War I, after which he resumed songwriting, collaborating with J. Russell Robinson, Joseph Meyer, Jimmy McHugh, Irving Mills, and Joe Burke. But his most famous songs were written with composer Harry Warren, with whom he teamed up in the early 30s, writing as many as 60 songs a year, including their 1935 Academy Award winner, Lullaby of Broadway. His lifestyle caused health problems, and he died of barbiturate poisoning and pneumonia on February 11, 1945. Here are three from the pen of Al Dubin.
Thank you. Say, folks, we're in the money. We're in the money. You know, we've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money. Yes, sir, look, the skies are sunny. Old man depression, say you're through, you've done us wrong. We never see a headline about a bread line today, no sir. When we see the landlord, we can look that guy right in the eye. We're in the money, come on, my little honey. Let's spend it, lend it, send it, rolling along.
That was Ted Lewis singing the Al Dubin lyrics to the Gold Diggers song, or We're in the Money, from the Gold Diggers of 1933, the second of the five Gold Diggers films released by Warner Brothers, with Al Dubin writing for each one of them. Ted Lewis and his band recorded that on April 19, 1933. Before that, from December 15, 1925, we heard Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra with the Al Dubin J. Russell Robinson collaboration, A Cup of Coffee, A Sandwich, and You. We began our tribute to Al Dubin with Sam Lennon and his orchestra with Irving Kaufman vocalizing on Dancing with Tears in My Eyes, written by Al Dubin with Joe Burke. That was recorded around April of 1930. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, June 6, marked the birth in 1903 in White Plains, New York, of bandleader and composer Burt Laun. He began his career as a theatrical booking agent, but in 1928 he also formed his own band. The group landed a job which lasted from December of 1929 to late 1931 as the house band at New York's prestigious Biltmore Hotel. Burt's recording of his composition and theme song Bye Bye Blues, written in collaboration with Fred Hamm, Chauncey Gray, and Dave Bennett, turned out to be a big hit. He left the band business in the mid-30s to work in war relief and broadcasting. Burt Laun died in Portland, Oregon on November 20, 1962 of a heart attack while on a business trip. His band made 86 recordings, and here are three of them.
Was such a sacred thing to me. I can't believe it's just a burning memory. Heartache. but my heart aches for you. Thank you. summer breeze. How do you do? Welcome to you, sweet summer breeze. I'm at my ease under a tree, just you and me, sweet summer breeze. While you are breezing along on the highways, in the byways of the town, should you run into a sweetheart, just send her around. Oh, won't you please tell her I'm blue? It's up to you, sweet summer breeze.
And his Hotel Biltmore Orchestra with a vocal refrain by Elmer Feldkamp and Sweet Summer Breeze, recorded September 3, 1931. That was preceded by Burt Lown and his Biltmore Music with Burt Lown's composition and theme song Bye Bye Blues. The vocalist on that Hit of the Week record from July of 1930 was Frank Luther. We began our tribute to Burt Lown with the Biltmore Trio providing the vocal on Heartaches, recorded January 19, 1931, about 2.5 years before Ted Weems recorded his version, which would become a big hit. Burt Lown, born June 6, 1903.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here that we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is B.A. Rolfe.
Thank you. out of me, cause I ain't that kind of a baby. Let's go places, let's do things, I'm not tied to apron strings, cause I ain't that kind of a baby. You know that every time you call, you tell me fables galore, but there's no fairy tale this baby ain't heard before. I'm way past the age of three, no boogeyman can try to me, cause I ain't that kind of a baby.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with B.A. Rolfe and his Palais d'Or Orchestra and Buffalo Rhythm, written by Ivan Beatty, Marvin Smoljev, and Harold Arluck, before he changed his name to Harold Arlen. That was recorded June 8, 1927, by Edison in New York. Meanwhile, in the Columbia Studios in Chicago on that same day, Paul Ash and his orchestra recorded I Ain't That Kind of a Baby with the vocal by Paul Small. We finished up with Nat Shilkret and his orchestra and You're Wonderful, written by Buddy Fields, Jack Gardner, and Paul Ash. That recording was also made on June 8th, but the following year, 1928. The vocalist was Franklin Bauer. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.